This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. Right before the end of the on-air show today, somebody sent a text and asked us if we could put the dirty on the 30 from Kennedy in the podcast. Yes. Done. We're going to do it today, Dan.
I mean, legally, I don't know, but we're going to do it anyways.
Okay, so if you like the entertainment stuff, that'll be in here. We'll put two of them in. On the show today, Annie and I go at it because millennials say they can't afford to date. I had a pretty weird morning. Had to go back home. And Dan's going on a diet.
I have some audio that we're going to play for you here. Annie got this audio. It is from millennials here in the office. Millennials are complaining they're too broke to fall in love, Kennedy.
Dating is expensive.
There was an article that came out, 30% of millennials cannot afford love because we're dealing with crippling student debt, right? Mm-hmm. And things are so expensive. Mm-hmm. Living, all of the cost of living for a millennial is really hard, right?
So can I lose my mind now or after we play the audio?
I kind of want you to do it after you play the audio.
Okay, I'll play the audio first. So how old is our first person here? This is Heather.
Heather, I think, is 25.
Okay.
And her answer was a little interesting to me because I know her and I feel like she was trying to be a little too nice, but we'll see.
I personally am broke as a joke. So like if this guy wants me to pay for his dinner, maybe I'll do it once or twice. But I also think as the girl, they should be treating me.
You are still like old school about that. Like you think a guy should pay.
I wouldn't say I'm old school, but like I just think it's I just think the guy should be paying. But that's also like, I don't know. I like money to myself and I like getting money, so.
So if a guy, say, he wanted to take you out but he also couldn't afford it, like would you be cool if it was like a cheaper date?
Oh yeah, I don't care hanging out. Like we don't have to do something crazy. That's fine with me.
Do you think it's more fun being single and you just have to pay for yourself?
Yeah, I'd honestly just rather pay for myself, not worry about anyone else, not worry about like, if I'm sitting there on a date, like is he gonna pay for me? I'd order water and ice cubes.
Oh, my God. So that's not how I am. I don't expect, like, a guy to pay for me when I go
out
on a
date. No, I go half on a first date. I don't want anyone expecting anything.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're not a millennial. You're in a little bit different financial situation than when you were 22.
So well, I was married when I was 22.
I know, but I'm just saying. So you have a different mindset now than somebody
who's I think it's different. I think because I'm older, like, I should believe that men should pay for it. Do you know what I mean?
Because that's such an old
school
thought.
That's an old school thought.
I'm a millennial and I pay on the first date.
Mm-mm. All right. But the halves won't even let you pay.
How old is our next dude?
So I think this one will be more towards what you're thinking, Carson.
Right.
So Nick, I believe, is 26.
So a survey came out that said 30% of millennials can't afford to date. Do you feel like that's pretty accurate?
No.
Why?
It just sounds like a lack of effort. Because first of all, there's a bunch of options here. One, you can find yourself a girlfriend or a boyfriend who makes money and they can pay for the dates. So whichever person's more interested is going to be paying for the dates, right? So you just got to make someone else more interested in you than you are in them, and then they'll pay for everything.
Ipso facto.
That's one. Number two, you can do a ton of creative stuff that doesn't cost a ton of money.
Thank you.
You can make a dinner at your own place and then
yes.
Watch Netflix. That costs like $10, right? Maybe. I was like, go to a movie. Like, how much are we, like, how broke?
Okay, have you been to a movie recently? Movies are so expensive.
Ugh, I've actually only been to one movie in the past, like, 3 years.
Okay, a movie ticket for The Lion King was probably $15, right? Oh, okay. And then a popcorn is another $10.
Okay.
And then a drink is another, I want to say, $7.
Oh, you're doing it wrong.
So that's, like, a $50 date, right?
I don't have $50.
You could, if you wanted to, you could save up $50. Don't give me any of this crap.
But what if...
It's called, Annie, a lack of effort. Like, you just don't want... If this is about you, which I'm sure it is.
Preach!
You just don't want to be dating because you don't want to put in the effort.
Preach!
To save and get things ready.
No, I really can't afford dating. Like, when I've gone out on dates in the past, I've paid for some of them and it breaks the bank. Like, Ubers, all that stuff adds up fast.
Yeah, so don't take Uber. There's a thing called the T.
But what if I can't take to the T to where they are?
Have them come to you. Why aren't they picking you up for these dates?
Oh, yes!
are these guys? Who are these losers
that
aren't putting in the effort on you, the effort that you deserve? But seriously, just go to like Longwood and find a doctor to date.
Nick is my spirit animal.
I know he is.
That's because Nick is 50 years old inside.
Legit,
Nick
he is
what, 26 years old?
And he is like an 8-year-old man.
He has so much common sense in him.
Okay,
it is unbelievable.
First and foremost, I watch you roll your eyes on the movie thing.
Yes.
You complain about movie prices daily.
All the time.
So
you
stop
always say
with
how
that.
Expensive it is.
Okay. Movies are expensive. I get that, but that's not what I'm talking about.
So what
if
are
you
talking
want to
about?
Go out on a date with somebody, you can do this on a budget. We all dated when we were broke. It's a part of being that age.
I understand that, Carson, but I think people have an expectation. If they're going on a date, they maybe like they want to bring a girl or a boy or whatever
right.
to a nice dinner. I can't afford that right now, and it's embarrassing.
And you don't have to do that. I didn't take dates out on nice dinners when I was young. I found something cheap.
Yeah, you went to the club where you were DJing, so come on now.
First date.
I'll get you in for free, girl.
You can get in free at any bar in Fayetteville.
I will save you $5.
All right? I saw the girls you dated, let's just say.
Annie could get free in any bar in Southie.
I don't, but that's not
they
the point.
Covers there.
For my first date, I'm not going to invite someone over my home.
No chance.
To watch a movie on Netflix
no
and make
chance.
Them dinner. First of all, I'm not making you dinner. You're not my boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Second of all, I'm not going to watch a movie on a first date. That's not comfortable to me.
And but you can't have a conversation. Who would do that?
You can go to a park. A park is free. There are a million things to do.
We can go to a park?
Yes. We have this beautiful park downtown called the Boston Common. You can walk
Carson,
through a park with a guy to get to
you have not gone on a date in 800 years.
You can
I just
look
feel
at
like,
the clouds.
Am I on an island here?
Yes, you're on an island.
Carson, are we going to just walk through the public garden, sit on a bench and talk about life?
Yes. That's a date. That's getting to know somebody. I know it's crazy for you to take your phone out of your hand for 30 seconds and have a conversation in person.
Take my phone out of
yes.
You've got to be kidding me, Carson, right now. Yeah. You are literally talking. Wait for it. Both sides of his mouth.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234.
Everybody's yelling.
I'm so angry about all this.
Because it's just hypocritical.
It's not hypocritical. What are you saying?
It is. You talk
I went
about
out
how
on dates. You're right. I haven't done it in
you
years,
didn't
but
go,
I did
You didn't have college debt. You didn't have stuff like
I had
that.
Debt? No, I had two kids.
That must be tough to date with.
Yeah, exactly. You try to be a 25-year-old going out on a date and having twin one-year-olds. You talk about a budget.
No.
Well, I had to buy diapers and formula. Don't talk to me about you can't afford a movie ticket. Stop.
Just got old man flexed
but
on.
But that's
oh
a you
God,
problem,
dude.
You see. Just because I don't have children,
so
that's
now
a decision
she's
I made.
No, but what I'm saying is I had debt, just like you have debt, and I still dated. That's all I'm saying. You can afford to date.
We lived in a tiny town where rent was $160 a month. Do you know what I mean? Fayetteville was cheap.
It was all relative, though. We were all broke as kids. That's just a part of it.
I actually agree there are creative ways to do things.
Of course there is. If you like the person, not on a first date.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm not going to go.
I'm not going to go hand in hand with you
no.
in the park.
That's just not it.
It's just not happening.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So we told you yesterday Taylor Swift held a listening party. She did one in London. She did one in Nashville. The one in Nashville lasted 12 hours. People
what?
Stayed until 5 in the morning.
Really?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's just how she rolls.
I wouldn't leave her house either.
So not long after these parties happened, a lot of stuff started leaking, even though she's like, please don't. So the track list has appeared. It has 18 songs. It confirms a long-rumored appearance by the Dixie Chicks on a song called Soon You'll Get Better. I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but the first song is I Forgot You Existed.
Ouch.
The shade.
So
at Kanye West, at Kim Kardashian.
Also, Charlie XCX was one of the openers on Taylor Swift's Reputation Stadium Tour. And while she realizes it was a big opportunity, she didn't exactly love it. She said, and I quote, I'm really grateful that Taylor asked me on that tour, but as an artist, it kind of felt like I was getting on stage and waving to 5-year-olds.
It is so unbelievably ruthless.
She says she doesn't plan to open for anyone ever again. She goes, I've done so much of it and it really cemented my status as this underdog character, which I like now, but I just need to own my own blankety blankety blank. Taylor's fans obviously not too happy.
Yeah, why would you crap on Taylor Swift after she put you on her tour for 2 years and one of the most successful tours a woman has ever had?
Somebody said, send Charlie XCX back to 1999 because she's no longer needed. Somebody else said Charlie XCX should be, in fact, embarrassed that people only know Boom Clap and Fancy. The 5-year-old's outsold.
Talk about biting the hand that feeds you.
One of the girls that used to work here, Olivia, she tweeted, wow, Charlie XCX just ruined her career with just one sentence. Bye.
She then later took to Twitter to clarify her comments, saying she was extremely grateful for the opportunity to tour, calling her one of the biggest artists of my generation. And she added, in the printed version of this article.
It's much longer.
It's much longer, and the answer makes a little more sense. They just obviously grabbed that sentence because it's so savage.
I mean, you're
so
an opener. That's, you're going to play to nobody. That's just the way it is.
I can't believe she said that.
I don't think it was playing for nobody. It was just playing for young people. You know,
their parents take them there. They're there spending money, buying your music, buying your merch.
Sounds super grateful.
Yeah, super.
Right. Ariana Grande dropped in for a duet at Barbra Streisand's United Center concert in Chicago yesterday. No big deal.
Goals.
They sang together, "No More Tears, Enough is Enough." Here's a little clip.
That's kind of cool.
It's amazing. So that's a single that came out in 1979, so you guys might not know it, and that was 13 years before Ariana was even born.
Barbra Streisand sings? I thought she was just the mom in Meet the Fockers.
No, she's an incredible singer. Back up.
I'm just poking you.
You're going to bring the hate. Do not mess with Barbra Streisand fans. I'm just telling you right now.
She's going to be opening up for Taylor Swift's next tour.
I can take all those old ladies. Come see me.
It's not old ladies. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but Robert Kraft is not letting any kind of scandal affect his life or his need to rock out with the hip kids. He showed up on stage with Jamie Foxx, Dave Matthews, Jon Bon Jovi over the weekend. The video is priceless. If you have a chance, just do a little search.
Is there a new lady friend? Did I see?
Can I finish?
Oh, sorry.
He was at a fancy rich person party called the Apollo in the Hamptons on Saturday night. It's an annual concert and fundraiser held at billionaire Ronald Perlman's massive estate, and it raises money for the legendary Harlem Theater and youth education programs. Ronald Perlman, among other things, owns Revlon. He's the 42nd richest person in America.
But was he with a new lady friend?
You want to do this?
Is this the guy that was on Sons of Anarchy? That's Ron Perlman. They're two different people.
They're two different people.
Okay.
This guy owns like
everything.
He's a gigantic businessman. He's worth like $9 billion or something. I am told that Run DMC brought the house down. Woody Harrelson joined Dave Matthews Band to team up on Play That Funky White Music, while Jamie Foxx, Mark Ronson, and Patti LaBelle sang Uptown Funk. The Black Eyed Peas, the Isley Brothers, Maggie Rogers, Pharrell Williams, and Jon Bon Jovi and The Roots also performed.
Was it a festival?
No, it's just a rich person party that raises money for a good cause.
It was a Saturday night.
Wow.
And Carson, listen up. He was accompanied by his new gal pal, New York City doctor Dana Bloomberg, who is 45. They've also been spotted holding hands in June at the French Open tennis tournament in Paris, in the stands at the Women's World Cup when Team USA beat the Netherlands. He's just not letting this any kind of legal stuff get him down.
And of course, he did what he did, but just the fact that he just wants to be like young and hip. Like, after the video of him dancing with Cardi B on stage, like, nothing will ever be the same.
Yeah, no, watch this video. It's so awkward. He's standing up there with all these people, and Jon Bon Jovi looks over at him and gives him the fist bump.
Oh.
And he was kind of like, wait, what?
Puts out a hand.
High five.
So there you go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie's 25 years old now?
24. Stop aging.
Oh, sorry, 24. 24 years old. Self-professed right millennial, like right in the wheelhouse of being a millennial.
Sure.
And Annie came across a story about millennials and how almost a third of them say they are too broke to date.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot afford to date. And it just infuriates me because you can afford to date. You just have to be creative when you're broke. That's all.
Ugh.
And you don't have to put such high expectations when you're first going out with somebody.
She doesn't have high expectations. Like this whole thing that, like, she wants something fancy. She never said that. You know, just going out for drinks is expensive.
Oh, you laughed at me when I said, go to the Common. You ridiculed me for saying,
oh,
go
God,
to the Common.
Stop.
Didn't you?
I did, because that is hysterical. That is legit the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Why is that hysterical?
That's like a second, third date thing.
Yes.
That's
what
not
are you
a first
talking
date.
About?
If I was seriously dating someone, of course, I would love to do all of those things. But on a first date, if I'm getting to know someone...
Let's go grab a cup of coffee, walk through the park.
That's just not what you do.
You just don't get it.
I don't get what?
Any of this. Like, you haven't dated in 100 years.
Dating hasn't changed.
Yes, it has.
Are you kidding me?
Stop.
Oh, my God, Carson. Oh, my God.
You know, I can't argue
as the old lady in the room who's still dating, yes, it has.
It has not. Listen, I was on an AOL chat room in the 90s when I was dating.
It's the same thing as the apps.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Exactly. That's what I used to do.
But it is different.
Why?
It is completely different.
You're not allowing yourself to meet some people because you're putting these lofty expectations.
What lofty expectations?
Then why won't you go to a park with somebody that's free?
Because there's no way that on Tinder they'd be like, would you meet me at the park? It just doesn't happen that way, Carson.
George, I'll meet you at the park so you can kill me.
Oh, my God.
Tiffany is from Ashland. Good morning, Tiffany. What do you want to say to Annie?
I, in my opinion, I think this has to do with the expectation. I think that millennials have these high expectations because of social media. They think that everything has to be grand and perfect, and it doesn't have to be. If you're interested in a person, you should be able to just go walk around the city for the night or hang out and have like one drink and talk, and you don't have to have this big extravagant dinner.
But I don't think Annie said she wanted a big extravagant dinner. I feel like people come in so hot at millennials, you know, older people, and all she was saying is that it's hard to afford dinner. She wasn't saying she's going to Capital Grill or anything.
Girl, that is Tiffany. That is not me. I do not like fancy things. That is not that's not what I'm expecting. But even going and meeting someone for a beer, and then just all of the extra costs, like, yeah, taking the tea and then Ubering and all of these things just add up so fast when I don't really have the disposable income to do that kind of thing.
So I met my husband. I technically fall under the category of a millennial with my age. I met my husband when I was in grad school. I had no money. I was living on my own. I wasn't working. And we made it work. He was also in grad school and wasn't working. And we had a great first date. And now we're married. And I think you can make it work if, you know, I live in Worcester. He lives in Boston. And I traveled to Worcester and met him traveled to Boston, met him there. Like, we made it work. I think that if you were really interested in a person, you could do it on a cheap budget.
Yeah, but you got to find that person first.
Yeah, I'm not
and that includes
in anybody,
a lot of.
So maybe that's my problem.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Tiffany. All right. Bye. Sarah's from Newton. What did you want to say, Sarah?
They're setting too high expectations. There's a ton of things to do here in the area. Go to Castle Island, grab an ice cream cone, go to the beach. I agree, going down to Boston Common. And you don't have to be like fireworks and spend a bunch of money to have a great time.
Guys, for the record, I do not like fancy things. I'm not saying I need you to take me out on these dinners and we have to do this over-the-top thing. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying millennials have a problem dating just bare minimum. Bare minimum. It's hard for them to do it. They don't have the disposable income.
You don't have to have a ton of money. I was in the Air Force, just like Carson was in the military. You don't make a lot of money, and you don't have to spend a ton of money. You don't.
Tracy's from Worcester. Good morning, Tracy.
So I'm listening to your conversation about expensive dating. And my husband and I had our first date at Boston Common doing the swan boats. And I think it probably cost us $10. Granted, that was 21 years ago and 16 years of marriage. But there's definitely plenty of things that you can do for free and not have to spend your whole entire bank account to go out and impress someone.
I just think on a first date or like when you're first getting to know someone, of course, like if when I was in a relationship, we did those kinds of things and it was way more comfortable because I didn't care. But if I'm going to meet someone for the first time, like maybe I'd want to take him to a spot or whatever. And it's hard for me to afford all of those things. Like if I'm going on a date once a week, that adds up so fast.
I think you're going on a date once a week.
I mean, let's be honest, it's like once every 2 years, maybe.
I can't remember the last time you or I had a date, quite frankly.
I get it. I realize that the times have certainly changed and that costs are definitely way up there. But I mean, I moved out at 22 and have been on my own ever since and haven't asked for a dime from anybody. But I'm just saying, you know, there's ways to get creative and do certain things. I mean, you can kind of go, you don't have to go to like, you know, a super duper expensive place for dinner. There's, I'm sure, like local cafes you can go to and just hang out and chat and kind of go from there. But granted, I've been removed from the date for a while. But I'm just saying, from a budget standpoint, I can definitely be done.
All right. Thanks, Tracy. We appreciate you calling in. Have a good day.
There's McDonald's. I believe it's French.
Somebody text in, Kennedy. You can walk to the Wendy's. I'm just saying, dollar
four
menu.
For four, baby.
Boom.
Guys, you know that if someone took, I guess I shouldn't say that for everybody, but I feel like there's, if someone said on a first date, let's meet at the McDonald's, you would be like,
And then Annie would come here and talk about it and you guys would berate him mercilessly.
Exactly.
So what's a good first date for you if you're shooting down all these ideas? What are you thinking?
Well, I guess for me, with my experience dating in the last year or so, it's always been like, let's go meet at this place. We'll get a beer, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you split the, you pay for your beer, he pays for his beer?
Exactly.
What's that cost you?
That
six
adds,
bucks?
$6. Where do you drink?
If I drink maybe half of a beer.
You pay more than $6 for a beer?
No. but I'm not going to have one.
Yeah, usually, if you're talking for a couple hours, you're having more than a beer.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
Poor millennials. I'm sorry, Annie. Can't afford to date and find love.
You're going to die alone because you were born in 1994.
Oh, my life is so hard.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I have a little note here that says Dan's on a diet.
Today is day one.
Why?
Because, as you guys know, I turned 30 in July, and that's kind of a big birthday. Mm-hmm. So we want to do something special. So there's 11 of us going down to Nashville, and it's less than, it's like 4.5 weeks away now.
Okay.
And now I have never been to the state of Tennessee. It's got too many double letters in the name for me. I don't trust it. But from what I hear, it's very hot and very humid.
Yeah.
And I am tipping the scales at about 265 right now.
Right.
I am terrified of going down there and just being awfully uncomfortable the entire time.
Okay.
It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah.
Hey, well, it's that and the barbecue and the beer you're going to eat.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be sweating the whole time. They want to do this bike ride thing.
Yeah, you ride this thing and it goes in a circle and you ride and drink.
Yeah, I know. You bring your own booze and there's like 10 people on bicycles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really fun.
There's no way. I'm not in the type of shape where I don't get off that bike and start praying to Jesus. It's going to be real.
Yeah. 10 people on there. You don't have to pedal the whole time.
You're going to be walking up and down too, like when you're bar hopping and stuff. And when you leave the bar and that heat just hits you like a wall. But you know what? I believe in you.
There's air conditioning everywhere. Mm. You're going to be fine.
Now, I did this once before. I also went on a diet. Once again, not for health and fitness, but it's because I went to Universal Studios a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure I could fit on all the roller coasters.
Oh. And did you?
I lost 30 totally pounds before I went.
Right. Do you not remember that? It was awesome.
So yeah, I don't care about my health, but I care about my lifestyle, I guess.
So what's your plan of attack?
My plan of attack is to stop doing literally everything I do normally.
Alcohol.
Yep, alcohol's out for a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop eating crap food every day. I don't have anything that's not brown in my diet.
All right.
So I'm going to try to switch that up.
I'm going to eat a vegetable.
Some green things in there.
I might peruse the vegetables. I don't know if I'll eat them.
It's okay. You just got to mix them in.
You gonna do any?
I have a Planet Fitness membership that is collecting dust.
I remember when you got it.
I'm their favorite customer.
Yeah, they just cash and checks.
That $10 a month is just money out of my bank account. I never go in. They love me.
Well, I'm excited for you, and you know, when you put your mind to something, you do it. So I'm here for you. We'll support you in any way you need us to. We're here for you.
Annie
can cook for you.
I'll do everything for you. I'll take you to the gym.
Annie will do meal prep.
Really, I will.
Annie, you want to be my personal trainer?
I am so on board.
I wish you'd have told me this before I offered you the dunks this morning.
That's okay. All I had to do was say no.
I know, but
easy
I should.
Easy as that.
Yeah.
You're good about it, too. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, okay.
Annie, you going to teach me how to pick things up and put them down?
I will, Dan. And meal prepping is easy. You got to get more into the vegetables. Maybe like a water instead of, you know, the JMO gingers. It's fine.
You should do the thing where you count your points.
I don't even know what that means.
There's one of the.
Are you just saying words?
No, one of the weight. One of the, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Weight Watchers. Yeah, you count points. Each meal, each drink is a point.
Or just eat better. Yeah, that's what you did last
plus,
time.
Plus, when I lose the weight, I'm going to get drunk way faster, which is going to be awesome in Nashville.
Going to get white girl wasted is what you're going to do.
Oh my God, I've had 4 Tito's and sodas in Nashville. I'm so wasted.
Wasted. I'm going to get on stage and sing at Tootsie's.
What's Tootsie's?
It's one of the bars on, is it Broad or Broadway?
Broadway.
It's Broadway, right?
Yeah, it's just nothing but bars up and down the street, live music in all of them. It's so cool.
I know, you guys are seasoned veterans. You got to give me some tips.
Yeah, just literally that street.
Yeah, just that's it. That's all you need.
I have someone I've heard there's nothing to do there but drink and I'll sign
and eat. And eat. Yeah, eat. Yeah. I miss that barbecue. I sure do. Bring me back.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Dan.
All right. Diet Dan. It's coming.
Diet Dan.
At least until the middle of September. Then the wheels will fall off again.
We are here for
you. Do
you
want us checking in on you to see how you're doing your diet? Did you weigh in this
morning? I'm going to weigh myself when I get home.
Accountability is important when you're doing something like this. So we will be your support system.
Maybe once a week I'll post on Instagram a picture of what the weight is and what it was last week.
All right.
All right, yeah. So you got to send it to us. So
yeah.
You can't not send this to us.
I'll see you guys every day. We can make it happen.
It'll be okay.
I just want you to follow through.
I got you.
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So while I might not be a fan of Old Town Road, I am a big fan now of Lil Nas X. He did an interview for Paper Magazine this month, and he touched on a couple of really interesting topics. he was asked about opening the door for other black artists in country music, and he said, "I'm happy that people think I'm doing important work, but I'm never trying to see myself in too much of a high position. I'm just making music. I'm not going to say I did it so other black country artists could have voices, because that's not the truth. If it happened, then that's awesome."
I love him.
And on deciding to come out as gay, he said, "I really believe in signs, and I started to see 7 and 9 a lot around the time I was about to come out. I was originally going to do it at Pride because I saw a banner that said LA Pride June 7th through 9th, and I was like, there go the numbers again. And then my sister had a baby on the 9th, so 9 became the number for family."
It's just such a genuine person.
That's tough, too. Can you imagine, like, you know, 6 months ago, nobody had heard of this guy.
Yeah.
He was, you know, sitting in on his laptop at his sister's house trying to...
Downloading $30.
Right.
For, beat.
And now you are a household name, and you are one of the most famous songwriters in the history of music.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Well, you are. You now hold the record. You are number one.
It doesn't make it good.
He had to Google those cowboy terms all by himself.
It has nothing to do with good, Kennedy. What I'm saying is how famous he is now and will be for the rest of his life. It's pretty brave of him to share all those things.
Well, I think it was just being honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it would be very easy for him to say, "Yes, absolutely.
Of course, I'm the best.
I am making it happen for black artists and country music."
Yeah, I think we're saying the same. Just impressed by him.
So Tom Brady did an interview for Men's Health magazine that is full of interesting nuggets. And we make a lot of fun here about the things that he eats.
Strawberry.
Pliability, nightshades, all of this. Which, you know, we can make fun of it, but he's still playing football. And I'm just sitting here
backwards
on my butt.
He's a modern marvel.
But he says he does eat comfort food. He said, "I have a friend who freaks out if it's not the most organic this or that." And I'm like, the stress is going to harm you way more than eating that chip is. If I'm craving bacon, I have a piece of bacon.
Hey.
Same with pizza. You should never restrict what you really want. We're humans here for one life. So if you want the pizza, eat the pizza. Just make it a good pizza.
All right, now I need to know, what is Tom's go-to pizza for good pizza?
He's got like artisan cheese and... Yeah, he's doing weird stuff.
No, but if you have to order, like if he were going to order some pizza at the house for the kids, what do you think he's ordering?
Domino's, that's my go-to.
Oh,
every day of the
Domino's.
Week. Love it so much.
The garlic crust.
Oh, my God.
Get me started.
He also said that his older son, Jack, is like him, but his younger son, Benny, hates sports. He said, "I thought he'd be just like Jack. So I was like, come on, let's do this." And he was like, "Nope." And he said, "That was hard for me. I was thinking, what do you mean? He's a boy. He should just do all these things that I do." As to what Benny likes, he said he's a fan of video games and he'd rather hang out with The Rock than his father.
Who doesn't want to hang out with The Rock?
Everybody here who'd rather hang out with Tom Brady? If you were given a choice, Dan.
Oh, between the two?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Brady all day.
See, there you go. And his million-dollar...
What?
The Rock didn't bring us 6 Super Bowls, Carson.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's just like a really low-key dude. Like, if I'm gonna hang out with The Rock.
Oh, get out of my face.
The people's elbow. What are you talking about?
Get out of New England.
Are you kidding me?
Dan's legit offended.
And plus, I've already hung out with Tom Brady. So.
Okay.
Burn off. No, you stood near Tom Brady.
Yeah, first of all, not hung out. Second of all.
What are you talking about? I've hung out with Tom Brady before.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my God.
You've hovered around Tom Brady. That's not hanging around Tom Brady.
Humble brag.
I sat and had dinner with Tom and Julian Edelman.
Yeah, they were at different tables and they were in the back.
No, we were not.
We
sat right next to each other. We did.
That story just changes every time you
say it. What are you talking about? We all sat together and had dinner.
No, you came back and said, "I didn't even get to like hardly talk to them because we were in the back." It was when you went.
You are misremembering the story completely.
Of course, it's always me.
Now they're pen pals.
And after almost a year of tying the knot, Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband Brad are finally moving in together. Who knew it took so long? They've been living separately, and they said the arrangement got stamps of approval from her friends and her intimacy coach.
Oh.
Maybe that's what we need, Annie, is an intimacy
coach.
That
would be interesting.
But now she has changed her tune. They are ready to live together. She said she and her husband want to give her 2 kids and the rest of the family time to adjust. Mm. And now they're ready. And they're making the change this month. She said, "Married life has been really good. We took a year to let everybody in the family take it in and let the dust settle. Now we're moving in together this month. I like being married. It's fun."
Yeah, but it's easier when you have servants.
Live in separate homes. You don't really see each other all that much. But
2 mortgages. Who cares?
We are all a cantankerous crew this morning. We are all.
I just don't like Gwyneth Paltrow. I love Tom Brady, though.
What if Tom Brady married a Gwyneth Paltrow?
He would never.
Tom Brady and Giselle are goals and will be together for life.
You would lose your mind.
Tom Brady would never do such a thing.
He would never leave Giselle. That would just be dumb.
That's a sugar mama.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of a morning. A little bit of a morning. I mean, it's not that bad, but it was just...
I was in the other studio, and I saw you walk in, and then you weren't there, and Kennedy was like, yeah, he's had a bit of a time.
So just some behind-the-scenes stuff. We have what I call a production meeting at 5 a.m.
What you call?
Show.
What do we call it?
I don't know what you guys call it. It's how, it's how I explain it.
I call it too early to be here.
Dumpster right. fire.
I'm sorry, buddy. Yeah. If you don't want to get here 2 minutes before the meeting, that's on you, buddy.
At 5 a.m., we have this meeting, and it's just a meeting to talk a little bit about what happened in our lives over the past 24 hours, and if it's anything we want to talk about on the show today.
We try and be organized.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, we do like try and make it a little
we
bit.
We try, but to be honest with you, it always falls apart. But we do try.
Fine. Which is fine.
So we get in here, we sit down at 5 a.m., and that's normally I pop open my computer and you know,
start
I'll go
looking
in,
at stuff.
Going, yeah, just what, you know, the normal mundane stuff you do at your cubicle. Our cubicle just happens to have a microphone in front of it. And I open up my computer, and it's my wife's computer.
Yeah. No, this is not the first time this has happened.
This happens every once in a while it happens. And she used to have her computer logoed up with her monogram on it. So it didn't happen as often because I'd see, oh, that's all
happen as often. I just want everyone to keep this in mind. Go on.
Right. It didn't happen as often. So the thing is now, too, with my wife's business, the way it is taken off, this is her work computer. Mm-hmm. And I know she has a busy day today. Mm-hmm. And so she does her design work on her computer. Mm-hmm. And all of that is on this computer that I am now holding. At 5 a.m. at my office, not at her office, which is back at home. So I make the executive decision that I should get back in the car and drive all the way across Flipping Town.
Oh, the struggle. Oh.
For your own self-preservation, because she would kill you.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's not though like you had to drive back to Quincy or anything, you know what I
no,
mean?
No, I mean, from Brighton to Charlestown is not that bad. But it's you know, and then I'm not used to driving to work in traffic. So driving back to Charlestown from Brighton wasn't too bad, but then coming back from Charlestown across...
Like, who are these people on my road? Yeah. I heard that this morning.
Oh, my gosh. People on Sturo are morons, right? And so then there's that.
I mean, it's
no,
early.
No, there's morons.
Give them the...
Yeah, it's usually me. Yeah,
I don't know. Some guy doing 8 miles an hour on Sturo in the middle lane.
Amazing.
And just causing utter chaos. So anyway, I dropped the computer off, and I came back, and now I'm here. So that's my morning.
So here's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
This has happened more than once, and once should have been enough. Mm. However, I know when Barrett goes to lacrosse and all of these things, you have labeled every single piece of his clothing, every
true.
Piece of equipment.
Yep.
So just take that same label maker and just throw one on your computer, or a piece of tape that's a different color.
I blame my wife, though. She had it.
What do you mean?
It was sitting in my
Why
spot.
Why is things never your fault?
Her computer was sitting in my
Don't
spot.
Don't you have a Carson and Kennedy sticker on your computer?
No. Oh, my God. Nothing is ever
Hold on.
Your
I'm willing
fault.
To hear you out. Let's blame Lana. Let's see what happened.
Okay. So I have my chair and my little table right there that sits next to me. And then Lana sits at the other end of the living room in her spot where her little table is. Mm. So when I go to leave, I'm using my computer sitting in the exact same spot. And there it was when I so I didn't even look at it because it was in my spot.
You're also kind of a scatterbrain. You haven't been able to find your keys like 600 times. It's not that hard.
You forget your wallet at least once or twice a month.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm not arguing with any of those things.
Okay, but it's not Lana's fault, it's yours.
No, this was her fault.
It's not, and today you need to fix it.
It's not like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. It was in my spot. That's my spot.
That is my spot. Her computer was in my spot.
God. You're ridiculous.
I am ridiculous. You are absolutely right. So that was my morning. Driving across town.
On the plus side, he sent the intern for Dunkin' Donuts. He's paying for it.
Hey.
Hey.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.